The Council's restructuring of the Observer program would put watchers on halibut vessels and groundfish vessels under 60 feet. In Sitka, the biggest groundfish catch is sablefish, or black cod. The idea is to obtain better information on bycatch, which is any fish caught that the vessel wasn't originally targeting. But commercial fishermen have some concerns about the program, including its cost.
From a fisherman's income, it's 2% right off of the top of what you get paid at the dock.
That amount is called the ex-vessel gross price. You'll hear it again later in the story. And the person talking is Jeff Farver. He fishes for black cod and halibut aboard a 21-foot skiff. So if the Observer program restructuring gets final approval in October, the National Marine Fisheries Service will take that 2% he referenced from the value of a vessel's catch at the dock.
And often those kind of expenses are passed on to the crew, and there's no way to control that. The way they had it lined out the analysis, they said a fee of up to 2% of your gross revenues. 1% would be put in by the processor, 1% would be put in by the fisherman. But again, there's absolutely no way to enforce that. So I think it's safe to assume that the 2% would be borne solely by the fishermen and some, if not all of that, by the crew.
Farver shares another common concern about the program restructuring: space limitations.
There are people that sleep on the floor already, especially boats with families and whatnot. There's a lot of concerns from my aspect. I'm a crew member, about crew loss jobs.
In other words, if a small vessel has to make room for an observer, it might have to leave a crew member back on the beach, and that leaves the crew member out of a job. Linda Benkin is executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, or ALFA. She says the halibut and sablefish fleet already pays a management and monitoring fee of 3% of the ex-vessel price.
The data that they provided, the statistics they provided, showed that our fleet will be paying 25% of the cost for the entire Gulf and Bering Sea restructured fisheries, including all the trawl fisheries and all the fixed gear fisheries, even though we only account for 2% of the fish caught by fisheries participating in this program, and that seemed really disproportional impact and inequitable to us.
ALFA was asking the council to instead impose only a 1% fee, and ALFA wanted the whole fleet to be considered as one, no matter the vessel size.
The council went a little bit different direction. They broke our sablefish fleet at under 60 and over 60, and then included the whole halibut fleet, and included all trawl vessels under 60.
Right now, sablefish vessels under 60 feet have no observer. Those between 60 and 125 feet are observed on 30% of their trips, and vessels over 125 feet are observed on every trip.
With this new program, they have the flexibility to deploy observers where they see the need, and that's to address some of the manipulation of observer coverage and the lack of observer coverage in some fisheries that they've flagged as a problem.
Benkin says in order to fulfill the obligation of having an observer aboard on two different days, some people will go out just before midnight, not catch anything, and then come back after midnight. And some vessels were going to different places with observers than they would have without them.
So the information we were getting on catch and bycatch was not representative of the fleet catch. And then there were people who were bothered by the fact that the under 60-foot fleet did not have coverage.
So Benkin says the restructuring is an effort to address those differences, but the bottom line, she says, is that right now, how that would be done is not very clear. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council heard testimony on that during its meeting in Sitka, including from Wendy Alderson, who fishes from a 47-foot vessel. She says the program needs federal funding.
Out of 10 regional observer programs that cover 29 fisheries, there are only two that are not federally funded. We're one of them. Finding federal funding should be the first step.
Alderson told the council that under the new program, she and her husband would not be able to make annual payments on the loans they used to invest in their fishing business, and she proposed an alternative to having a human observer aboard.
At 47 feet, our boat is part of the small boat fleet, and I would like to see an option for fixed gear boats under 58 feet to be able to carry an electronic monitoring alternative to a ride-along observer. We could probably fit an observer on our boat, a small one. It would be tight. I think there's a little room under the galley table, but my husband could sleep under there. There are just a lot of small boats that can't fit an observer.
Alderson says she understands the need to improve the program, but she hopes the council will take another look at some of the concerns presented by those in the fishing industry. The council has asked its staff to go back into the plan and try to paint a clearer picture based on the concerns heard at the meeting. The measure will be up for final action at the next regular meeting of the council in October in Anchorage. With help from KCAW's Robert Woolsey, I'm Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.